Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 280, motherfucking one,
of the Murder Master Music Show.
Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Man. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy because last time we had C to Six on the show, we was the second people to interview them. I mean, they just started pretty much, you know what I'm saying? And man, they've done so much since then. I mean, they're putting in a lot of fucking work. These guys are really grinding hard, man. You know, they're trying to, you know, they're the seed of six. The legacy, the lineage is there, but they're also building their own legacies at the same time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? And then what I thought was cool, like a while back when we had Faded and Crunchy on, when they was talking about the roof for six, you know what I'm saying? Steady checking them out, and I see they constantly grinding. A lot of these motherfuckers say they be doing shit, but these dudes stay dropping shit for their fans, man. They doing what, if any underground artists want to know what you should be doing, these some of the type of cats you need to be checking out, you know what I'm saying? If you ask me, that's just my personal opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could well be possibly on their way doing it on their own, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, no doubt about it at all. These guys are very talented, you know what I'm saying? But they got this new album, it's out right now, Smoke and Mirrors. We got a couple tracks, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna play the music. We're gonna have the C to Six on here soon. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a hell of a show.
Yeah.
Like I said before, these guys, they're putting in a lot of work, and they deserve it. You know what I'm saying? When
right.
you said, hey, man, we should have the C to Six on. Let me see what I can do. Great idea. You know what I'm saying? Why
right.
not? You know what I'm saying?
I just hit them up and said, hey,
work.
You know what I'm saying? We got to bring y'all back on. They didn't drop several times. I think they didn't drop a couple of albums since we had them on, too, for us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, it's
shit,
been
let's
a couple
see.
Years now. It's been a few years, actually. You know what I'm saying? And they've dropped several. I mean, I've seen... You know, mixtape covers, I don't know, album covers, collaborations, all kinds of shit. So, you know what I'm saying, these guys are really, really putting in work. I want to shout out our team. I want to shout out UGS for Life Online Radio. know what I'm saying, everybody, you know, here at the Murder Master Music Show, all our supporters. I want to say what up to Tyson. Shout out to Sin. Shout out to, you know, Scratch for just knocking out these fucking graphics. You know what I'm saying? You go to the website, UGSforLife.com. Shit's looking real nice. Shout out to Dome. Shit, man. Skinny Man on the beat. You already know what it is with him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Big Zach. Shit, man. Who are fucking Ready Red? You know what I'm saying? JT Money. There's so many people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vadio Entertainment. Emo. You know what I'm saying? You can't name them all. You know what I'm saying? Please forgive me. But I see you guys sharing the posts and helping us. You know, Relic. You know what I'm saying? BKB. I mean, there's so many of you guys. You know, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know, all the real suicidalists. You know what I'm saying? There's so many guys. I was just trying to name all the people that are supporting the show, supporting the movement, supporting what we're doing. There's just too many of them. There's too many of them. If I forget anybody, rest in peace to one of the biggest supporters of all time, Matthew Molnar. You know what I'm saying? He's been a huge supporter. You know what I'm saying? And he's dearly missed. He's been gone, you know, since 2013, man. You know, so... You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him. Of course, rest in peace to Lord Infamous, too. You know, we
right.
had classic moments with him on the show where, you know what I'm saying, he was talking some real shit for the people to listen to. Then we had him and Coop on the show together clowning each other. I mean, that was hilarious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are in our corner. Caliber 007. The motherfucker knocked out two intros, man. That dude's cold. That dude's just fucking cold. Don Cyclone. You know what I'm saying? UGS Brazil. Free Gangster Crow. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Shout out to Ready Red, too, man. All the motherfuckers
Ready
that really
Red.
Be showing love, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, lately we've been having a lot of motherfuckers sidewinding. But it's a whole lot of motherfuckers that's right there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Monte Cristo. Fame Phil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drill them out, which they're going to be on tomorrow after Razzcat. They're going to come on, actually, because last night we couldn't get their song uploaded in time, so we're going to be playing it tomorrow after Razzcat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then Monday we got Shoestring. You don't know. We might have a show Friday. Might have one Thursday. You
yep.
don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you never know with us.
With us, you never know. It's the element of surprise, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
you never know who it's going to be either.
A fucking shaman, for crying out loud. Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen around this motherfucker. Or who we're going to have call in. From where? You know, shout out to Lisa, that cannibal Japanese friend of mine. That motherfucker's crazy. Go over to his house for a barbecue, you're eating meat, but it might not be what you think. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have sausage.
It might be some horse patties or something.
Yeah, he's
the
great.
Real horse
Shout
patties.
Out all of Vadio Entertainment. Shout out to all of DeFi Records. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying before, everybody that's fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? Need some graphics. Man, our boy Scratch, he has you. You know what I'm saying? He's professional, affordable, fast, reliable. Every time you need
Yeah, he'll be fucking around.
He'll be wasting
yeah,
the fucking
don't be fucking
I mean,
around.
You need your shit mixed and mastered, whether it's just a track or a whole fucking album. You know what I'm saying? There comes the homie Emo. You know what I'm saying? He's got 25 years experience. 25 years experience doing this stuff.
Right.
He ain't fucking around. And he's very affordable, very efficient, and he'll make the shit sound like, you know what I'm saying, as good as it would. You know what I'm saying? From any major fucking studio in the world. The dude's
right.
a talented motherfucker. So shout out
right.
to him.
Right, and they got their shit over there in West Coast. So you send them their shit.
Yeah.
But like you always say though, prayers. But if you motherfuckers listening, man, if you want it, be for real with it. You know what I'm saying? Like don't be half stepping. Don't be what they call pump faking, and doing all that fun boy shit. You know what I'm saying? Be straight up with a motherfucker.
Don't be hiding in the wings, you know what I'm saying, on some bitch shit waiting to come out, and, you know, don't be flip-flopping.
Yeah.
If you need beats, if you need production, of course, we always recommend Skinny Man. We have him on the show. We showcase his beats as often as we can because he's a dope fucking producer and he's a good guy. And he's got a show coming on real soon called Skinny Man on the Rant right here at UGS for Life Online Radio, only at UGSforLife.com. Also, I recommend for beats the homie Big Zach. You know what I'm saying? That dude, he's getting better and better and better with his fucking production. He's got all different kinds of styles. You know what I'm saying? I've seen his growth since he was a kid. You know what I'm saying? I knew him before he was even into rap. Or at least, you know what I'm saying, when he was young. You know what I'm saying? Real fucking young. Then I met him a few years later, and he was rapping. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? This dude's actually talented. And I've seen the growth and maturity over the years, so shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I also recommend Faded on the Beat. That motherfucker is cold, like you were talking about earlier, the Roof of Six.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That dude is cold as fuck. Shout out, like I said, shout out to all the SBC.
I'm about to say, basically what we're saying is, we gonna, you know what I'm saying, if you from the underground and you really about your shit, we the motherfuckers for y'all because we like one of the only outlets and platforms for motherfuckers to get their shit heard unsolicited. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put your shit together right and approach a motherfucker right. We don't have to say nothing else. We just going to put your shit on. It's going to speak for itself. If you about your business, motherfuckers going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age.
Exactly, man. And if you don't understand what we're doing, there's people out there, you know, like I said earlier, saying, you know what I'm saying, the homie Tyson. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that know the significance of what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to bring you guys something that you can't fucking hear anywhere else. How many people out there are interviewing some of the dudes that we're interviewing? Not many, because the platforms are disappearing for these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The platforms are making it almost impossible for these guys to get on a show without having to spend big fucking dollars. Shout out to the homie Brandon. I see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. There's a lot of people. Shout out to Ron Savage and Hassan Campbell. And motherfucker, the media that don't support them dudes. And motherfucker, the so-called legends and stuff that don't get behind them. And fucking see what's going on and at least listen to what the fuck they're saying. You know what I mean?
Right. And Hassan, man, Poppy, he been going in on the ass.
Yeah, Poppy's been going in. You know what I'm saying? Salute to him. He was on the show, Ron Savage. You know, shout out to Star for breaking that shit.
Right.
You know, say, how many people are going to go against the grain and expose some kind of shit like that? That's like in the church. Do you ever find a priest willing to expose other priests? It's unheard of.
Right.
It's fucking unheard of. So when this shit, shout out to MC Shan. Motherfucker, shout out to MC Shan. That dude's real as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That dude, been on the show several times. Real good dude, real humble. You know, he's approachable. You don't have to put out all kinds of special ways to try to contact him.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to hit up 3 or 4 or 5 different people just to say, hey, man, come on, man, just come on and tell your shit. Why not?
You just pick up the phone and call him. Say, what's up, man? How you doing? How the hell is your life? You know what I'm saying? Just hit somebody up and just see how the fuck they're doing. And too many people in this world, you know, they only care about themselves. It's crazy. We live in some fucked up times. But, hey, we try to shout out as many people as we could. I don't know how many people we forgot.
Right.
Three games pro.
I'm hitting the guests right now, man, see where the fuck they at. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
you know how that
shit. They are busting heads, because this is the track that we're going to play right now off Smoke and Mirrors, which is available. I believe it's available online. I don't know if they got physical copies out. I'm sure they do, because these guys are professional with their shit. So, Bussin' Heads from Smoke and Mirrors. We'll be right back.
They got
my price is beat that mic.
Prices was so high, you thought it was a trap.
My price is my price
to
beat that needed grill.
Prices was so high, you thought it was a drought.
My price is my price
to
beat that needed grill.
Prices was so high, you thought it was a drought.
My price is my price
to
beat that needed grill.
Prices was so high, you thought it
was a drought. I'm busting head, nigga, yeah, I'm busting head, hey. I'm busting head, nigga, yeah, I'm busting head, hey. My price ain't coming down.
Came out, and you've done so much work know what I'm saying, just since we interviewed you last, you know what I'm saying, and you guys are, you're not only paying homage to the legacy of 3-6 and your father and Coop, but you're also building your own legacy. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys see it that way as well?
Yeah, well, I feel like we're putting it on for the new generation, you know. We playing our role, carrying this legacy on, keep this 3-6 shit alive. We the only ones who can do it.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like, shit, we continuing that legacy and building our own.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt like when we first had y'all on, it was about a year or so ago or whatever, when y'all first dropped the first little the tape or whatever. And I was like, man, prayers, these dudes, you know, they, if you know, we've been waiting on something like that anyway from the originators. And you and your kinfolks, man, y'all took that shit and y'all ran with it. And then to see Paul getting enthused with what y'all doing too, and embracing y'all too, you know what I'm saying? Because he threw y'all on their tape too. And it was like, man, these dudes got it, man. So, you know, like me, I used to live in Memphis for a long time, you know what I'm saying? I graduated high school down there. And, you know, coming up through Hillcrest and shit and watching them dudes do what they was doing when they was doing it. And then seeing y'all doing it, it was real refreshing. And then I've been cool with y'all on Facebook and the social medias anyway. So just watching y'all each time drop something, you know what I'm saying, and the interaction that y'all have with y'all fans too. See, what me and Perez was just saying, a lot of these motherfuckers don't know y'all building something that a lot of motherfuckers can't even see. You probably can't, you know, you can't see the actual bricks, but you actually doing it. The way y'all interact with your fans, the way the fans, shit, as soon as we put it on our page, they were sharing the shit. We got a few likes off of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even going to front. So I'm glad that y'all doing what y'all doing and just continue to push what y'all doing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what the underground for, man. It's motherfuckers like them, you know?
Yeah.
Real shit.
Exactly.
This new album, Smoke and Mirrors, what can you tell the people about it? Like, what can you tell them that's going to make them want to go get it right now?
Yeah. shit. Right. Keep it simple. It's bumping like a motherfucker, right? It's the first collective album we have done because previous project was just our last album when Faces of the Gospel was just me at Loco. But now
right.
We got the whole clip. It's the whole clip on there. My nigga Trig, my nigga Rebellious, Aunt Dunny, he coming out soon. So yeah, man, it's just all us going hard on that motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
And you look like you having fun too, man. Even the videos and shit, man. It look like y'all really enjoying what y'all doing. And like I said, it ain't no carbon copy. So y'all bringing it in for the new age on some shit that the dudes before y'all was laying out. And it still feel authentic. You know what I'm saying? It don't feel like, you know, y'all shit make me amped. I be anticipating it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to see what they doing.
Yeah,
I
it's all original track. We ain't remaking all original. It's just us.
Yeah, I love how you pay. You know, it's all original music, but I love the cover though. You paid homage to the classic Unbreakables, which I had the pleasure of reviewing up in the Murder Dog back in '03, many, many, many fucking years ago, it seemed like. But you guys had a dope concept with that. You know what I'm saying? What's been the reception from the fans so far? Like the people that bought it, what have they been telling you? What kind of feedback you guys been getting?
And they love it. They're going crazy. Everybody I've seen, that's all I see every day. I go online, we don't see shit but the album, people giving us credit and say how much they love it. That's all I've been seeing.
Hell yeah. I be seeing that same shit. I was just going to ask you, how does that make you feel? Does that make you feel like, okay, we already there and let's just keep doing what we're doing? Or do it make you feel like, man, these motherfuckers really checking this shit and just pumping me to just keep pushing, 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 pushing. Because your pops would be proud, I would think. You know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure of meeting your pops a few times throughout my life. And just knowing them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know he'd be proud of what the fuck y'all doing. Because y'all ain't on that sick shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't on that swagged shit. You ain't trying to bubblegum pop and all that old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really get it. And it's refreshing to see the younger... you know, so that we can't blame all the young cats on how this shit going, because there's still motherfuckers out here putting it down, man. And I feel like y'all one of them groups.
Yeah, we ain't got no other choice, man. We was on that other type of shit, that would be like a spit in the face. The three shit, I ain't do it.
It's like, you know what I'm saying, Easy's kids, you know what I'm saying, they're upholding the legacy of Ruthless and Eazy-E. You know, we had your father on the show, always humble. Every time I interview him, very, very humble person. You know what I'm saying? What would you say is, you know what I'm saying, one of the best things that you learned from him?
Man, I got his whole character, man, humble. Just never feeling like you better than somebody else because of what you got going or what you're doing. Just keeping the shit humble, keeping the G, staying real to everybody around you.
Yeah.
Right. I can most definitely dig that.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Always one of my favorite guys to interview. Always. You know what I'm saying? And, and now here you are. You're on a path, you know what I'm saying, to create your own destiny. And it's good to see that, man. Real talk.
Yeah, I have.
You know what I'm saying? This new album, Smoke and Mirrors, you know, saying, how does it differ from your previous work?
Well, this, of course, is our first album. Our previous work, it was more like get the fans ready, get the fans warmed up, see what, like, we were showing them what we can do. And the album was just putting all that hard work, that dedication to putting out there for them to see what we really do. And I feel like we accomplished that.
Yeah. Right. I do, too, because I'm glad you said what you just said, because that's what I felt like. It was like y'all was doing what y'all was doing at first to kind of get everybody warmed up and amped up with the idea of this to see the six. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let's see what they're going to do. And then now, here, this is what we're going to give y'all for right now. I'm looking forward to what y'all got going now and forward after everything that's leading up. And I was going to ask you, how receptive is your Uncle Paul to the things that y'all doing? Like, when y'all sent him this album, I'm pretty sure he was proud of it too.
Well, I haven't spoken with him, to be honest. I'm sure he fucked with, you know, playing hummus and doing the album cover how they did, and I'm sure he fucked with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We had the homie Faded and Crunchy Black on the show a couple months ago. Faded was talking about Ruthless Six. To me, that sounds like a fucking incredible idea. I mean, right now it's all about smoke and mirrors, I understand it. But I just want to touch on this a little bit for the fans. You know what I'm saying? Is there a possibility of that being like a super group, some type of a new group?
It was originally, we were supposed to put a song out, us, Faded, Eazy-E, Son, Crunchy, and a few other names, but he presented the idea we should do it bigger, like this is something that can really be big, and we should form like a whole group, collective tape. And, man, you never know. I'm going to have to keep that one to myself.
I'll feel you on that. But that, because just the idea and the concept and what we heard, because me and Prayers was under the assumption that it was already an album finna come out or something. At least that's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? I was like, they got a song. And then when we had Faded on, he was telling us, he was like, yeah, man, it was actually a song called Ruthless Six. And then through making that song, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the dots connect the right way.
Like,
that should be dope, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Of the
West Coast. You got your head turned. That's crazy. Shout out to Faded. You know what I'm saying? Hello, producer.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? But
Crunchy Black as well, too, man.
Yeah, my shout out to Crunchy. You know what I'm saying? Real,
that's my big cuz.
he definitely. It's always fun having him on the show too, because. He speaks his mind. He don't give a fuck. know what I'm saying? But he's always humble.
Yeah, and then, right, I'm about to say, and then he keep it humble, too. Like, I know Crunchy real well. So, like, he perfect fit for being on these streets with young guys like them because he didn't seen it all. And, you know, we all still going through shit. So, to see y'all doing what y'all doing, it's got to motivate them, too, I would think. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent.
Of course. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's my blood. I'm sure we got to keep it in the family. What I'm doing got to motivate him to keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
What about, Lil Infamous, what about, like, when other Memphis legends, like Al Capone or, you know, maybe 8-Ball MJG or DJ Zerd, Gangsta Pat, any of these guys, they ever approach you and say, man, I like what you're doing, man. You guys are doing a great job. You're repping the city. You ever run into that?
Skinny reached out. Boo reached out. A couple of folks reached out, man. And I'm always humbled by the experience because I never thought I'd be in this position. So, yeah, it's always a big thing when the legends reach out and tell a nigga if he's doing it right and let me know if I'm doing it wrong. Just let a nigga know. Like,
giving you that guidance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're receptive to it, man, because a lot of guys from your era and your age, man, they don't really be wanting to listen to what motherfuckers like me and Prez got to say. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, that you can get some good game, man, if you're willing to accept it, that's how you last out here. Like, me and Prez couldn't be doing what we doing if we wasn't listening to the guys before us. And, you know, I ain't saying you got to jock that shit and just do everything for the old heads, but you got to listen to what they telling you, because they wouldn't, if they ain't give a fuck about you, they wouldn't tell you shit. They just let you run out there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they
let you bust your motherfucking head.
Man, they've been doing this shit when I was in diapers.
Right, you hear me?
I was saying, it's your lineage, man. That shit, you know, that's the bloodline. You know, the talent runs in the family. You know, like Max said, you know what I'm saying? You're really keeping the Memphis stuff alive. Because I'm going to be real. I've seen certain cities, you know what I'm saying, that had a certain sound, and now it's gone because, you know what I'm saying, people just did their own thing or whatever, just forgot about it. But because
they want to sound like somebody else is what it is. They want to
sound like some other city or whatever the radio, whatever is hot on the radio, you know what I'm saying? But you guys are keeping that Memphis legacy going, man. And because of cats like yourself, that shit's going to be lasting for years and years to come. Look at the wave before you. It lasted 25, 30, however many years. You know what I'm saying? Classic albums been coming out since the 80s out of Memphis. And because of y'all, classic albums 20 years from now are going to be coming out. So, man, that's real shit.
And you really just opened my eyes because the sound that Memphis lost, we can bring it back and affect the next generation coming up.
Exactly, because everybody tried to copy it anyway from the get-go, especially in the South. A lot of motherfuckers tried to copy what Memphis was doing, and they took it to other spots, and then the Memphis cats felt like they had to go to other spots and be different. But, like, when 8-Ball and MJG left Memphis and went to Texas, you still knew they was from Memphis.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like, when T-Lew was in Texas and when Skinny Pimp left and went to Texas, you still knew they was from Memphis. Even though they was in Texas doing they shit. But you don't have that now. If you got a dude that leave here, they going, you know, it's dudes in New York that sound like shit. They from the South, which ain't nothing wrong with that, but it is something wrong with that. Where the creativity at, man? Where the being proud where you from? You know what I'm saying? Where the ambition to tell a nigga that they jocking? Like, I remember I used to love to tell a motherfucker, stop biting my style. You know what I'm saying? The only way you can say stop biting my style is if you're trying to create new shit. You can't tell a nigga to stop jocking if you ain't doing new shit. So if you're doing new shit, everybody want to, and that push the bar, that raises the level, that makes, you know, Run DMC didn't want to sound like no Ice-T. Ice-T didn't want to sound like Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to have their own shit. And right now in the game, I don't really see that. as far as on the lamestream level. But the underground got it kicking. Thanks to guys like Cedar Six. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty sure.
The underground got it kicking.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go into, you know, saying this other track. It's They Want off Smoke and Mirrors. Tell us about this one, a little infamous.
That's a track featuring Swag too. Everybody on the click, on it, produced by Loco Dunnett.
Yeah, hell of a producer. Hell of a producer right there.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Loco Dunnett. Here it is right here. They Want. Cedar Six. And go out and get that album, Smoke and Mirrors, available now everywhere. You know what I'm saying? What about hard copies? You got physical copies out?
Yeah, man, we got that everywhere. I can't. We
got that everywhere,
like
too. Wow.
We got the,
So if cats want to buy the physical copies, you know what I'm saying, where could they go get them?
All right, CD Baby. That's the one you go to. Oh, no, scratch there. Kunaki. Y'all heard, you know, I spelled it. Kunaki, Kunaki.com. That's where you can get it.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what's up. And you got it online everywhere. Everybody go out and get that new album, Smoke and Mirrors. This is They Want. We'll be right back with Lil Infamous. that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. T-6 smoke and mirrors available right now. Get that shit everywhere. We got a little Infamous on the line. I believe we have Loco. Is that you, Loco?
Day now.
Yep.
What's good with it, bro?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Man, hell of an album, man. What we've heard so far, real good. Real good music, real solid. How long did it take you guys to put this together? Did you guys take a long time to do this? Because you want to make a real solid project. It sounds like you guys knocked it out the park.
Yeah, it didn't take us that long. Probably about a month and a half. Probably about a month and a half.
You were just getting ready up until that point with the, like you said, with the mixtapes and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Preparing for this.
Say what? What did I say?
Yeah. No, I just said you it was leading up to this point. You getting feedback from Paul?
Yeah, I don't even know if he heard the album. I got to send him one of the albums. I got to send him a hard copy. I don't think he heard it. But he loves it.
He's going to be proud, I imagine.
Yeah, he loves it. I send him links all the time. He loves it.
Hell yeah. I mean, like we was telling Lil Infamous, you guys are really keeping that legacy alive, but you're also building your own legacies at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Is that a lot of pressure for you guys? You know what I'm saying, being some younger guys in the game? Or do you think that, you know what, we're artists, we got this, it's nothing. How do you guys feel about, you know what I'm saying, the game in general?
Infamous, you want to answer this? Hell.
He said it's your turn, man.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's hard. Me personally. Well, I guess kind of, because they legends, and you know it's kind of hard to match what they did. But we ain't really trying to match what they did. We just trying to create our own portfolio. Just, I guess, live out the legacy as much as we can, you know, through the music. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, what we were saying earlier was, like, I was just about to say, even though y'all live reliving out the legacy, it's like y'all carving y'all own legacy at the same time. Like, yeah, of course it's an advantage to be in a position that you in to
right.
Some people. But I see the way y'all interact with the fans. I see the way the fans interact with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm friends with y'all on Facebook, and I follow y'all on Twitter and do all this shit too. So I see how it is. And what y'all doing right now for the underground really is, like I said earlier, it's bricks being built that you can't even see. You know what I'm saying? Because these going to be the dudes that buy albums from you every time you drop for the next 20, 30 years. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
And the way y'all represent it, I don't see no falling off unless y'all just take a step back. But the harder you work, the more you're going to get out of it. I see it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Hey. We love to work. Like, we work around the clock. Like, for real. Like, a real job. So we put our all in this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't
know
if this... It's probably about to be a
see
blooper.
You say what now?
No, I was going
to
say, you
it's
can see it. You
it.
Can see all the work you guys have been putting in. It's paying off. You're getting, like I said before, you're getting the fans. You're getting people involved. What about a tour, though? You guys are gonna hit the road soon?
We got a tour next month in August. We started August the 11th. I don't really know the cities off top. But yeah, we started August the 11th. We started somewhere. I can't remember the goddamn city though. Yeah, we started Smoke and Mirrors tour. You can book it right now. Book us right now.
Yeah.
I don't know the number either.
either way it go. Just look up C to Six everything. Shit, pretty much. Y'all out there. You know what I'm saying?
Google C to Six, man. You find everything.
Yeah, if you walking around looking for Pokemon and shit, motherfucker, you might as well go out here and Google. I see motherfuckers walking in the middle of the street. Like, what the fuck is she doing? Oh, she must have found a Pikachu or something.
What the hell are they talking about? I ain't even gave it no attention.
I don't know, man. It got something game, and it's got motherfuckers going crazy. It's so crazy that a couple motherfuckers out here in the St. Louis area robbed motherfuckers because they was playing the game. Like, they set them up through the game to get them to come to a certain spot, and they was laying in the cut and got them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
Really? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They say you got to catch them all, but it looked like they caught one. Yeah, they ended up catching one.
That's crazy.
Hey, we got an international caller here for you guys from overseas. From France. What's up, Sinister, Lord Sinister? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Hi, Scott. Hi, Mac J. Hi, Learn from Mars.
What's going on?
I couldn't. Oh, it's going, dude. It's going good. I got a question, yes, for Learning Famous. How you can explain that your father, Learning Famous, had always perfect flow, amazing metaphors, rhymes, and could be seen as one of the best MC in the world. And he don't be recognized as it should be. What is fact for you?
Yeah, I got it, man. He basically said this. He said, Lord Infamous always had a perfect flow, which he did. You know what I'm saying? He had great metaphors and rhymes. And everybody could, you know, look at him as one of the best MCs in the world. You know what I'm saying? As he should be. I mean, what do you feel about that? I mean, should he be in these top 10 lists when they put out? You always see the same guys like Eminem and Jay-Z. And why isn't Lord Infamous in these lists? Is that what you're saying, Sin?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's a brain cramp right there.
Yeah.
Y'all get in.
Hey, you ain't.
Yeah. Okay. And your 3-6 Mafia favorite album?
Your favorite 3-6 Mafia album? I know yours, Loco, because you posted a picture of it, unfortunately. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
When the smoke clears, it's mine.
Yeah, okay.
What about you, Lil Infamous? What's your favorite?
Shit. I'd probably say, when the smoke clears.
Myself, Mac J, my favorite one is Mystic Styles, goddammit. Fuck, ain't nothing like that.
Poor.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going with the end.
Like,
I'm going with
the hitting the wall in the King's Gate, you know what I'm saying? I'm heading to the Mill Branch. We're going to cross Mill Branch. We're going to be in the Wind Branch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we was on when that shit was out. Like, that's my favorite album because they was all together. Paul and riding around that orange Suburban and shit. Gold Fat Boys on that whole Profit Entertainment. That shit was live back then, man.
Thanks for calling.
Either y'all was not born or too young to remember, but there was some live times, man. Y'all people and them, they did it, man. They represented the town very well.
Yeah, I remember the Suburban. I remember. I was young as fuck, though.
You know what I'm saying? With them gold fat boys on that motherfucker. Yeah, man. Them was the days, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. That was the shit.
Shout out to Lord Sinister all the way in France. See, you guys got fans all the way overseas, you know what I'm saying? Are you guys starting to see more people globally, you know what I'm saying, getting involved with your music and you get more fans from different countries?
Yeah, we definitely growing. I see that every day. Like, I walk around in my own city and it's getting crazy. As my mother started recognizing me, so. Yeah, we growing. It's almost getting scary.
Yeah.
It's so damn fast.
Right.
It's a good thing, though, man. It's great to see it. You know what I'm saying? We was the second guys to interview y'all, so, you know what I'm saying, we highly proud of that, and we definitely
because we were trying to get them first, though, Prez. Remember, I was trying to get them. I was like, we got to get them.
Yeah.
We got to get them first. Somebody caught y'all the day before us. Motherfuckers. but it was all good. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all needed that too. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be more formats and platforms for guys like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of guys out here. I feel like listening to this show, some of y'all fans that's probably doing some shit too, they might hear this and be like, well, shit, man. You know, like, let's put our work in like these dudes doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go all in. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to get it out here. And if you're going all in by yourself right now, you're going to be able to make your own money, man. For real.
Yeah, I get that. We get that all the time. People say, I get messages all the time talking about we inspire people and we get them through the day and motivation. I'd be like, how? I don't get it, but I mean, I'm glad they, you know,
find somebody. Yeah, it's because of the push that y'all making, man. You know what I'm saying? The talent always going to be there anyway. If you talented, but how many talented motherfuckers never did nothing? You know what I'm saying? They say it in everything. They're like, man, this dude was colder than Michael Jordan, but he'd be like, that nigga wasn't cold, man. He ain't never, you know what I'm saying? He ain't never do shit, but he probably didn't push like the next motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So the push is what gets you where you at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody else they gonna stop running the mile. You gonna keep going. You gonna be like, that shit don't even hurt. Especially when you see them hurting. When you see them hurting, they make you run faster. I can get a bigger lead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. And staying consistent. Yeah. Like I was telling a little Infamous earlier, like the shit y'all doing now and the way y'all interact with the fans and build your fan base. These the guys that's gonna buy every single album that you drop for the next 20 or 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Skinny Pimp. He can drop right now, and it might not be worldwide like he was when he was younger, but I guarantee it's enough motherfuckers to feel that plate up and that love and appreciate his music. They love to get a hard copy from you, especially if you sign it. You know what I'm saying? Them additions have to be charged a little more. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can get these for 20, but if you want to sign, you can get 25, you know, or however you do it. But motherfuckers will pay it. You know what I'm saying? If they fuck with you, they'll get it. They're going to get it. They're not going to care what it costs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, man. I hope that you guys, you know what I'm saying, really get out there and do it big. You guys deserve some plaques. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you guys on soundtracks, the whole nine, man. You guys deserve it all. You guys are humble, and you got good heads on your shoulders, and you're making great music.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what the fuck you're doing. But before we get out of here, I want you guys to tell everybody all your social media, you know, how they can get at you if they want to bring you to their city, or if they want a verse from you guys or production. You know what I'm saying? What's the best way to get at you guys?
Me, Loco Donut, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Hit me up on Facebook, Thomas Loco Dunnigan, Dunigan.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at LitInfamous_6. You go on Facebook, type in my government name, Ricky Dunnigan Jr., or you can find this.
Loco, you just gonna laugh all loud and shit. Y'all niggas crazy, man. That's why I fuck with y'all, man. For real, man. I be watching y'all on Facebook and shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers be cracking me the fuck up, man.
Did y'all ever play the
We played a couple of them, man. Shit. We're gonna play another one too.
God damn.
Yeah, we'll play. I'll tell you what, which one you want us to play again? They Want or Bustin' Heads? You got to choose.
I got to play that Bustin' Heads. We got a video coming up. I think tomorrow we're going to drop a video on that Bustin' Heads. Y'all can play that one more time. All
right.
Heads. Here we go.
Hey, thanks for calling in, guys. Much appreciation.
Man, right on, man.
Six.
Hang out.
Smoke and mirrors. Get that shit out right now.
My price was so high, thought it was a drought.
I'm bustin' heads, nigga, yeah, I'm bustin' heads.
My
44 G. Only nigga in here with it, so you gon' have to shout with me. If you don't wanna pay the fee, then you don't have to shout with me. I know the price, but in my price, I can't fuck with you, my G. Since you shot before, regular price for regular weed. I got my own regular price. Let it be 24 G. I'm plucking.
Let off to the goodness and fee. But with that automatic, that don't happen in the jiffy. Had done it, rode the herbs like a fucking testy. Bitch, my squad don't limo drive past the fucking dickies. How quickly I pull up on your poppy and cock it all black like gothic tits. Off the rip, leave red spots. Time to do lingerie. Never out of ammo, more clips than cinematography. Biologist, the way I pick the body parts and discard the shit. I'm bustin' heads, nigga, yeah, I'm bustin' heads, hey. I'm bustin' heads, nigga, yeah, I'm bustin' heads, hey. My price ain't coming down.
Support these guys, man. These guys are getting ready to go on the show, tour next month. You know what I'm saying? In August. Wish them much success on the road.
Right, and pray, and like I say, man, I love to do these kind of shows because for all these motherfuckers that be out here like, y'all just hating on the new guys. You just hating on the youngsters. Y'all just stuck in your old... These dudes way younger than us. We old enough to be their fathers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, don't remind me of that shit,
where is that hate talk at now? That's what they prayers. That's what they be on though. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If you post something right now with like they had the VH1 Hip Hop Honors on yesterday, which I do not watch. None of these fucking.
Yeah. Fuck that, right?
It's like fuck that. But you know what? I tuned in for a little bit because I could see Mia X. They was doing this VH1 Honors was all about the female MCs. So they had the Brat on there. They had. Ain't this some shit, Prez? The best motherfucking VH1 honors that y'all did. Y'all could have honored anybody else. Y'all, this is like the 8th or 9th episode of this shit. So that means 8, 9 years y'all done this shit. Or however many years they done it. This the first one y'all did all women, and it was more real than the ones y'all did celebrating these dudes. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
they had all the females up there. When you put Mia X up there, come on, man. They didn't even have A-Ball and MJG when they did the South for the guys. The only reason,
yeah.
And I think the only reason why they did Pimp C them was because Pimp C had just died, and then it was, you know, they had that song with which was produced by DJ Paul and them, the International Players Ball. Only reason why they did that shit was because Pimp C had just died, and they knew it was gonna tune some people in. But Pimp
yeah.
C didn't even
yeah.
fuck with them folks like that. You know what I'm saying?
So
but now y'all
like
paying homage to them now.
They had Two Live and they had the Rap-A-Lot, but they didn't
pull Red on the stage though, Frizz.
They didn't pull Red
when
on
they
the
did
stage.
Rap-A-Lot. Did they pull Red on the stage? How you gonna do Rap-A-Lot and you don't pull Red on the stage? How you don't got Red in the back DJing the whole fucking VH1 Honors? You let Jazzy Jeff do it. You let Kid Capri do it. You let
Mitch,
you know what I'm saying? You let Grandmaster Flash do it. How you don't let Red do it? How you don't let a motherfucker like Red or Mr. Mix do it?
Get this. Mr. Mix was on there, and this is an old interview I did with him years ago for an old podcast. Not around no more, but. He actually said on the show that during his set on the VH1 Honors, they cut the fucking power or something two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, you know, don't quote me, but he said something to the effect of that the power was cut or something.
I think he said that on the MMS. He might have said that on the first show you had him on, Fred.
Yeah.
We might have to dig back in the archive and find out.
So many years, man. Yeah, we got to dig back in the archives. But, it's crazy. Yeah, you're right, Red. Should, when the Ghetto Boys had that reunion tour, you know what I'm saying, I think they had DJ Domination or somebody. I'm not sure who it was. But I thought, why not have DJ Ready Red? If anything,
right.
And we've said this during that time when they were doing it, but if anything, have them do a few shows when you're on the East Coast at least.
Yeah, let them do the songs that he fucking made. Period.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
The songs
man.
That he has some part to do with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, let him do his shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
you
know.
Size Ain't Shit or something, or one of them tracks, some classic tracks, put him on there. You know, but that's...
Exactly.
That's just
how you going to do Gangsta Love and you ain't got Red spinning the record?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He created that
tough.
Shit for them, man. You know what I'm saying? Like... But I'm glad that we do what we do, though, Prez. You know what I'm saying? Even though you got motherfuckers that be slick dissing, slick hating, you know what I'm saying, that jealous bullshit.
They can't
understand why we do what we do.
Motherfuckers slick dissing.
No, you can't count. You'll never be able to count that many times. You know what I'm saying? You'll never be able to. But from what you do, you know what I'm saying, and how we put it out here for them, shit, whether it's an old school legend that don't get to shine or a young group like a C2 6 that's don't want to have to be swaggish to get recognized or to get heard.
Yeah.
You don't have to put a thong on to get your music heard. You know what I'm saying? Have you motherfuckers wearing thongs.
Sadly,
or your fucking skinny jeans.
True.
Your fucking capri pants. You got man sandals. What the fuck is that? I've never.
Man walking around in capris.
How you gonna have a purse? These motherfuckers be carrying purses. Because we used to have book bags, or what we used to call them, backpacks. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers got. They ain't even calling them satchels. These motherfuckers straight got man purses, man.
I call them
like,
bag
really?
Bags. That's what I call them.
Yeah. Hey, look. And then when you talk about them, you'd be like, man, this motherfucker got a purse. And then the stupid motherfucker or the sheeple or the TC, the trend chaser, this is the first thing they say. At least it's Gucci. I don't give a fuck
yeah.
if it's Gucci or not. If my grandmother had a Gucci purse, it's still my grandma's purse. You know what I'm saying? Like
a Gucci bag on the cover.
What kind
of? I gotta have a satchel. To carry around.
Yeah, make sure the photographer take a picture of my belt, not the belt buckle, but my belt. Yeah. Like men that love belts and belt buckles, they want you to see the buckle, not the fucking belt, you fucking faggot.
I remember, what's that dude's name that was down with, he's part of the Dipset, Joel Santana. I remember him, I saw a video of him where he was talking about his belt, and he was showing it to the lady, and he said, and the lady says, is that a woman's belt? And he's like, I buy women's belts all the time.
And now guess what? All of a sudden, Cameron and Joel Santana got a new video out. Go figure.
That bullshit. You know what I mean?
I'm saying? Go figure. Money's running out. You fucking fags. When you on that shit, they be on that shit, man. A lot of you motherfuckers be on that shit, Prez. A lot of them, and don't even be knowing they doing it. They say, oh. Yeah, he got a bag. That's a man bag. No, that's a fat bag, like what you said. The first thing they're going to tell as soon as you say that prayer, they're going to be like, well, at least it's Gucci. I don't give a fuck if it's Lucci. It's still a fucking purse, man. A pocketbook. That's what grandma used to call it.
When I was a kid, man, we had backpacks and trapper keepers, not man bags and fag bags. The fuck out of here with that.
And I bet your trapper keeper didn't have dolphins on it.
Hell no, man. You look at it. Look at the, what's that dude, the young rich homie Quan or something?
Hold on, why are you talking rich homie? Look, he was on the VH1 Honors last night. They had Lil' Kim come out, and they was doing Get Money by Big Papa and the Junior Mafia. And this motherfucker didn't even remember the rhymes, man. He was mumbling Biggie's. Lil' Kim brung Rich Homie out to do Biggie's verse.
Why didn't you have
Little Caesar do it? That's what made me turn that shit off. As soon as Lil' Kim hit the stage, I turned it off.
Lil' Kim lost your lunch. You look at that fucking thing now, Jesus Christ! What the fuck happened to her?
She look like a geisha now. We should bring her on the Murder Master B.
Yeah, she looks like one of them powdered up geisha dolls, and her face though. She Joan Rivered her fucking face.
I used to want to tear her little ass up. Now this bitch, I want to flick her like a booger.
Bodily fluid she'll get from me is a stomach full of vomit.
She gonna have to openly hand me cash to be trying to fuck with her. I don't give a fuck how much money you got, bitch. You gotta openly be writing checks. And I still don't want nobody to know. I don't want nobody to know. They're gonna be like, man, you was fucking on a geisha dial, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Here's my thing like this. Why the fuck?
She look like the puppet on the Saw movies, Jigsaw. That's what she look like, man.
Yeah.
That's what she was looking like.
Fuck all that shit, man. Fuck all that. Shout out to the underground, man. All the people in the underground. You know, because that's where the real music is at. You're not going to find out these award shows with these fucking made up powdered wig looking motherfuckers.
Right.
And hey, the NBA season's looking pretty good. I saw Rondo. He actually went into the Bulls, the junior league, the little team they got going right now. So he's actually getting involved with the team and trying. You know, that's a good sign when you see veterans come to a new spot and try to work with the young
Prez,
talent.
He better. This is last hoorah. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to give him the fanfare that they just gave Tim Duncan, who said he done. Shouts out to Tim Duncan, man. By far one of the greatest players ever to play, probably one of the best since Michael Jordan. You can talk all that Kobe shit you want. You know what I'm saying? You can talk all the LeBron shit, D-Wade and them. But the only motherfucker that can hold a candle to Tim Duncan pretty much when he played is Kobe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
he got five rings. Duncan, he got a few MVPs. And he stayed with the same fucking team. Jordan can't even say that.
Yeah. And you
19
know
years,
Jordan era, he was winning. He right after Jordan left, he won a championship.
He got five of them. He got five in 19.
Yeah, he won all the way up the span of 15 years or some shit like that.
And he got a couple of season MVPs, a couple of defensive players. He got a couple of finals MVPs. He got hella all-star appearances. He got everything, man. He arguably the greatest forward or big guy since Bill Russell and Shaq. And, you know, he in the same league with Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain,
Shaq could talk all
and fucking Bill Russell now. Yeah, but Shaq ain't got many rings. He don't got more rings than Tim Duncan. And Tim Duncan won some of them rings going through Shaq.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like, oh, he didn't play when Shaq played. Yes, he did. You know what I'm saying? He played a few years. He got in the league only a few years after Shaq. So he was like, Shaq wasn't at the end of the road when they had to go through San Antonio. I give San Antonio your props, man.
Yeah, yeah, good.
You know what I'm saying? He never talked shit. He never got no shit. You looking forward to the next season?
A little bit. If we see it, you know what I'm saying, the way the world's going right now, you don't even know if it's going to be televised. But, I like Wade as a player, but, man, I hope you don't be wearing his grandma's blouse.
Yeah, he might be at the end of the road, man, the same way with Rondo and all these motherfuckers. You know, I'm glad they did something. At least we win more than 30 games this year. Because as soon as they traded Rose and them prayers, I said, man, we ain't winning 30 games, man.
Yeah.
I thought they was tanking the season before the season started. Like, they gave up their players, so if they do lose a gang of games, it's like, well, they ain't got nobody. And then they get in the lottery draft again and do this fuck shit that all these NBA teams do. But with them signing other players, but at the same time, if they hadn't signed these players, they got to pay a $54 million luxury tax. Rondo and Wade contract only guaranteed for 1 year anyway. And they got an option on a second, team option. So the team can keep them or let them go.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? They don't have the option like, well, we might leave. Like LeBron signed another 2 year. KD did too. KD can leave Golden State. See, people talking that shit, but he can leave them in 2 years. So
yeah.
If it don't work out, he can still go back to Oklahoma. These dudes ain't stupid, Prez. Get your money.
I just wish they would have got rid of that damn coach. You know, getting rid of Tibbs was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I think Tibbs would be good with just about any team. He could take the 76ers of last year and turn them into.
Yeah, they should have never got rid of Tibbs, man.
No, that
you
was
know,
a big,
especially when Butler got into his. You know, Butler formed into a elite player. Why you get rid of Tibbs as soon as he get this dude ready?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as soon as you get this dude ready, because they don't want him playing D. He was only good because his defense create 20 points. You get a couple steals, transition buckets. You get fouled. You know what I'm saying?
They should have kept the lineup that they had and maybe tweaked it a little bit. They should have kept Tibbs, but. You know, they didn't. So we got what we got. Hopefully, like you said, hopefully they get more than 30 wins. But you know they are with Wade and Rondo. I mean, you got some championship people on there that could come and school these younger guys a little bit more. But there might be a little power struggle. I was thinking about what about Butler and Wade? You think they might get into it or Rondo and Wade?
No, I don't think they'd get into it because Butler young and Wade only got a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
Butler signed for four, maybe five, I think.
Butler's team.
And Butler, no, he can get traded at any time, too.
Yeah.
You already know how they do it, Prez. We don't own the teams, pretty much, so fuck them. I'm looking forward to the Bears, too, even though they ain't going to be shit. I'm still going to be representing the Cubs. They done slid off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The All-Star game going on right now. For you MLB fans, the National League losing 4-2. It looked like whoever gets to the World Series, it looked like the American League gonna have it again. But shouts out to Chris Bryant, first pitch home run in his second All Star game. He lead the National League home run. So you talking that shit about the Cubs sliding off? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We see how it go. It should be a good fall going into the winter, Prez, because you excited about basketball coming back. Everybody is. Football will be in full swing, and the Cubs doing good in baseball. So,
a lot of shit. Yeah. Fall, and plus you ain't got to deal with this hot fucking weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fuck all that shit.
But we got a lot of shows coming up. Matter of fact, tomorrow we got Raz Kaz on the show. And after that, you know what I'm saying, the homie Drill Amount from China Man Records is going to come on the show and play his song, you know what I'm saying, because he didn't get a chance to play it last night. We couldn't get it uploaded, you know what I'm saying. So he's going to come on and play a song. Then Monday we got Shoestring of the Dame Fam. But before that, we got Underground Saturday Night, this Saturday, episode 8. You guys are knocking them out the park. You and Vella are killing that shit. Hell of a show, too.
Me and Prayer's only... Pretty much me and Prayer's only getting like 2 days off this week.
We go all
the time. And the two days that we off, we looking to bring y'all something else. So days off.
Definitely. We're trying to bring you something every fucking day if we can. Thanks again to all
the cool kids.
UCSLife.com. What's up, man?
Yeah. I said the cool kids. If you want to come sit at our table, feel welcome. But if not,
the cool kids.
You can't eat at our table.
Cool,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like a little bitch or something like that, you a crybaby, then go sit at another table, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But at this table, you know, at this table here, Prez, you can be one of the cool kids.
You gotta be able to mingle with people. You gotta be able to make connections and do things.
Yeah, we finally the cool kids.
Burn down bridges. We're trying to build bridges. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
But if you're not one of the cool kids, take your fucking pudding cup, or your fucking fruit cocktail, or your fucking coffee cakes and shit, and go sit in the corner like the little bitch that you is. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you come sit over here and eat your square pizza with us. You know?
We're receptive, you know. We want people to take part in what the fuck we're doing. We want people to be a part of these shows, and you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, go to that UCSLife.com and hit the donation button. You know what I'm saying? Hit that support what we're doing so we can continue to bring you, you know what I'm saying, legends, pioneers, and underground talent. And if you're an underground artist, you know what I'm saying, you're more than welcome to go to DJ Vlad or the Breakfast Club. Try to convince them why they should put
half the time, their billion dollar outlet. Them motherfuckers ain't right. They ain't even gonna look at your email. You will never see
try
a scene or nothing.
Them. You know what I'm saying? The only chance you have if you're truly, you know, struggling, you know, you got a name, you got a little bit of fan base, but you're trying to get out there a little bit more. If you really want to get on those shows, you damn near
gotta
fly to where the fuck they're at. You got to talk to them. You break some fucking bread. That's how a lot of these radio stations are.
Not even that, Prez. You got to be on some fuck shit. You got to be dissing somebody already in the game, or you got to be wearing the gayest outfit, or you got to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do some shit that you don't need to fucking do to get people to hear your shit. Yeah, you got to, if you ain't already established, going to the Breakfast Club is not going to happen. Going to Ebro and all the motherfuckers that y'all watch on YouTube is not going to happen. But motherfuckers like us, maybe Star might not even fuck with y'all. And he love to fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? He loves to bring you on. But Star going to charge you a price. You know what I'm saying? You want to bring some fuck shit on his shit. If you pay him, he will most definitely. But Breakfast Club might tell you, fuck your money. Suck some nuts. That's the only way you getting on.
I'm going to tell
you
this. You
know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Since we had Ron and Hassan on the show, you know what I'm saying? Probably MC Shan went too many times. But since we had, we're going to have Shan on another dozen times. You know what I'm saying? He can come on whenever the fuck he wants. And those who don't like, go fucking hell. But Ron and Hassan, since we had them on the show, and they can come on the show anytime they want to, the medium is slacking. Because we've been interviewing, you know, rap, hip-hop media pioneers like Greg Mack, you know what I'm saying, cats like Mack Paul, you know what I'm saying, clips about Easy.
Brian Shafton, who interviewing some of these dudes? Like, not saying that don't nobody interview them. I don't want the guests to feel like, don't nobody interview us, it's only them. No, but what I'm saying is they don't look to interview y'all. We be looking to interview y'all. We be wanting to tell y'all a story. We want y'all to... You know what I'm saying? I want to know what it was like when y'all did what y'all did.
Yeah.
These other motherfuckers, they only going to want you when you're doing some TMZ fuckboy shit. Like, you're going
to
have to be dissing.
Not to cut you off, man. Original Gangsters, the book coming out September. We're going to have him on the show.
I'm going to read that shit, too.
Sorry.
Can we
about
get signed
that,
copies of that shit?
Yeah, yeah. We should be having some signed copies. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna.
I think I've seen he was in St. Louis not too long ago too on his Facebook. He should have hollered.
Yeah. Yeah, dude is.
But I don't know though. He was going to all the protests and shit. I'm like, I don't know, dog. I'm telling you, Prez, I've already seen what the police got. And until it comes, I ain't rushing to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's another thing, Prez. We ain't even touched on that. You motherfuckers out here rushing to be, it don't matter what you represent. If you represent Black Lives Matter, cool. If you represent White Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or Latin Lives Matter, it's cool, man, because for real, technically, all lives matter, period. But just because you say all lives matter don't mean you don't want to take a special interest to the Black Lives Matter group. Like, you got, if you really for all people, you got to be for all people. So that means when the Black Lives Matter people talking, you should be standing up with them too. All of this shit should be the same level, no matter what. It's only words. Don't nobody want to see nobody getting killed for no bullshit, whether it's by the police or. So the first thing they want to say, Prez, is, well, what about black-on-black crime? Who wants to see a black dude kill another black dude? Nobody.
Yeah, if you want to see violence, you got problems, man.
Man, nobody want to really see. Don't nobody want to. Like, we like to see violence, Prez. We like to see football and, ooh, they hit them hard. We like to see a fight video or something. But who wants to see somebody getting killed? It ain't no coming back from that shit, bro. Like, I want to see the dude that's talking all that shit get smacked in his mouth. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and act like I ain't never watched a fight video and shared it and liked it and laughed. But then I ain't going to act like I ain't never sat back and watched. I never liked the video that I seen of a motherfucker getting killed. You know, the shit pop up on Facebook all the time. They over in the rack slicing heads off. I don't like that shit. Who really want to see that? But if dude was out there talking this shit and he got his motherfucking face stomped in, we want to see that shit. Because we felt it was justified. But don't nobody want to see nobody getting killed because there ain't no justification in murder because you can't come back from that. And who's to say who's the ultimate judge in that? You know what I'm saying? Even with the pedophiles.
Right,
like, yeah, we want to kill all the pedophiles.
An executioner in some cases.
Yeah, we
want to
take all the rapists out.
And just
go ahead, Brad.
Justly. No, I was just saying they're going out there, they're just killing people unjustly, and people have the right to be upset. Who the hell would it be? You know what I'm saying? Just like
exactly.
The people in Palestine.
There you go.
You said
it right there, Prez. Everybody got the right to be upset. You got the right to be upset. That don't mean everybody got to agree with it, but you got the right to be upset. If you see, I don't give a fuck how long his motherfucking criminal history was. But at the time when you killed him, did his criminal history come into play? Did you walk up on a motherfucker and say, oh, you did this and did that, so now I'm finna I want to see the motherfucker. If you're going to do justice, do justice. If your girlfriend get raped and you see the dude that raped her, get his motherfucking ass. But I don't want to see the dude that raped her get killed because he's just standing outside a store.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be for real with it, do it for what it's for. That means you stereotyping motherfuckers. Because
no,
you don't know what
there.
His situation is until you run his name. And Prez, me and you as everyday dudes, we ain't got no capabilities to run background checks on motherfuckers. And even if we did, why the fuck would I be wasting my time doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
But I guarantee you, if one of these dudes was dating my daughter or one of these girls was dating my son,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to be checking on these bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. Real talk, man. Real talk.
That's real shit,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we live in an era, you know what I'm saying, it's a police state where, you know, I don't see our government, I don't see our leaders, including the president, I don't see the Congress, I don't see the Senate, I don't see none of these motherfuckers on Capitol Hill. They'll come out and make a speech and condemn what's going on. But are they stopping police from killing people?
Right,
hell fucking no.
I tell you like this, Fred. And I'm going to go off your page and things I see from you. How many times have something in the national news happened? And every time it's been something that's happened in the national news, whether it was a murder or them legalizing gay rights, the steel line fact, we can always go back to where we from and say, while y'all all been cheering about this or all up in the uproar of that, this weekend alone in Chicago, Illinois, X amount of people got shot and killed innocently.
the underlying fact, man. So these trend chasing motherfuckers and these motherfuckers that's hopping up on Facebook and getting hyped because they just seen something or they seen the video, what you doing in your motherfucking neighborhood? I challenge everybody, go, like I said, go through your motherfucking timeline all the way back to where you first started and then look at and see what you really was about. Half you motherfuckers got different pages, so you can't even go back to the first time that you was on Facebook. If you can't go back to the first time you was on Facebook, you're probably a sucker anyway.
I got on Facebook in 2010.
Fred, you almost started your original page gone like a motherfucker.
No, this is the original page. I had to get that back. Too many connects. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
I got that shit back. You know what I'm saying? I had to use my government name, as Lil Infamous said earlier. But
right.
You go back to when I started. We was kicking that fuck the Illuminati shit off right then and there. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They was blocking y'all every second they could get. I remember that
shit.
I remember they was blocking y'all. For any little words y'all was saying, you was off for 3 days. I was like, what happened to Fred?
Posting videos of fucking freight trains with fucking tanks, you know what I'm saying? Hundreds of fucking tanks, maybe even thousands on this freight train going by. It's about martial law. You know, Church of Reality, 4 years now, we've been doing that show, talking about what is happening today. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. I wish we would have been wrong. I wish people like Alex Jones, that crazy motherfucker, and a lot of these so-called conspiracy theorists were wrong. But
right.
It turns out that they were right. All the people that said, we are crazy, we wear tinfoil hats, you're nuts. You motherfuckers are brainwashed. You're stupid, and you're part of the reason why this shit is going on today. You're part because you allowed certain motherfuckers to have too much goddamn power. And what I mean by that is the 1% that own the whole fucking planet. People don't look at it like that, though, Mac. They don't think about it that, you know what I'm saying, there's banking cartels, there's bloodlines and families that own this whole fucking planet. The decisions that they make, the policies that they set affect people and kill people globally. You know what I'm saying? The shit that's going down in America right now, don't think it wasn't orchestrated. Don't think that
right.
This shit wasn't planned like this. The shit that's happening in Africa right now, people starving, 30,000 kids dying every day, don't think that wasn't planned. The euro and all that shit in Europe going on and different things happening, all this shit is fucking perpetrated by evil slime balls. And unfortunately,
you ain't lying, bro.
Kids got to inherit the fucking mess, man. Unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? You and I, we were fortunate enough to grow up, you know what I'm saying, in the 80s. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, shit was crazy, especially in the 90s, early 90s. Shit got real crazy. But
yeah,
nowadays.
Was lucky, Fred. We was lucky to not be born crack babies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because we come from that era.
What's really fucked up, Mac, is we were coming up in an era where race relations was starting to come together. You know what I'm saying? People were connected through music. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of wonderful people out there who are mixed. You got wonderful families. You know what I'm saying? They're both black, both white, Latino, Asian, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But now, because of the media and because of the ignorant people out there, race relations has been set back probably 50 fucking years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. But you know what? We're going to keep that for the Church of Reality, even though we get real on the Murder Master Music Show. We're going to talk about that this week as well.
We had to hit y'all with something. You know what I'm saying? Because if y'all don't listen to Church of Reality and you like the type of shit we were just talking about, I mean, if you don't like the you ain't heard of the Church of Reality, and you like the shit that me and Prez were just talking about, go to the motherfucking UGSforLife.com. We got all that shit for you. It's all
there.
Yeah,
please. Go to that website. You know, like I said in the beginning of the show, you need beats. You know, we got Skinny Man on deck. We got Big Zach. We got Faded. You know what I'm saying? You need artwork. You got the homie Scratch. You know what I'm saying? You need mixing and mastering done. You got the one and only Emo. He's doing his thing. We got plenty of services to offer. You know, so hit up that website and check it out, ugsforlife.com. And tune in tomorrow night. Razzcat is going to be on here, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. in the East Coast, 7 p.m. in the West Coast. We will see you motherfuckers tomorrow.
Yeah, we out this bitch. It's ugsforlife.com. Hope.
Wake up, I get a swift, a sweeter hit. Sometimes I feel I just can't survive without the shit. Niggas use my beeper for unnecessary dealings. Cause if it's worth me dying for, then it's worth me killing. Motherfuckers take the blanks for a joke. But how you gon' play a South Park OG full of smoke? Nigga, I'm a headbanger, ex-banger. And when you enter the South Park chamber, you in danger. Beware of him who walks behind the corn. Cause my brain was designed in my frame before I was ever born. And you was right when you said I had a head with no screws. But it was tight when I saw flexing them hip-hop blues. Nigga, how you gon' say I can't play with the big boys? And all the big boys play with all my fucking toys. You better flip the script and get with this. And if that booty don't do you, then go do this shit. Take a walk through this jungle, and you can follow me the whole fucking way if you want to. But you ain't know me till I got bank, so that explains when you approach me. My mind went blank.
It's hard to think when my mind goes blank. You just can't think when your mind goes blank.
Hell, I might have robbed you. Taking care of mine, keeping my homies tight, sharing what was mine, cause I ain't no jealous type. But still I get hyped and fight back. When you backstab, I grab you straight by the neck and DDT you to the slab. Now here you go, you got me all physical. Now I'm in the court trying to tell the judge that I'm a lyrical. Freight train, gotta maintain game in this free world. Life has changed, nothing stays the same, but I make your head swirl. You really don't know me, your honor. To make the story short, in the end, I'm a goner. You move, you losing the game I'm in. I'm searching for my karma. Life's a melting pot, no. Whoop horns leg, I'ma put his gun up. Outsiders try to read me, but they don't know me. Point blank, label my lifestyle OG. Cook County, Chicago, and Houston. Yeah. South Park, Reckless Clan, I'm boosting. To be frank, let me hit the dang before you take me to the tank. I lie, thank my mind went blank.
When my mind goes blank, you just can't think when your mind goes blank. It's hard to think when my mind goes blank. You just can't think when
my
your
mind
goes
blank.
It's hard to think when my mind goes blank. You just can't think when your mind goes blank. It's hard
hey,
to think when my mind goes blank.
I want you to break it down
blank.
When I break down the shit, all right?
I'm a clown on this televised track that Klondike Cat hooked up. I know of others use this sample, but I don't give a fuck, cause I'm a freaky. The way it's supposed to be freaky, so when I speak, don't be afraid to say that other shit weak. Over the streets, I hear things like points like a bitch. The same mouth that came out, the same mouth on my dick. Oh, did I tell you how I knock dicks in the dirt? I let niggas smile in my face, and then I hit them where it hurts. Yeah, you damn fool, spread my business through the hood, and I'm here to say, up as soon as you step in through the hood and try to fuck my name up. But I'm finna set it straight and up to date what really went on. I tried to kill myself, bitch, so to me wasn't wrong. So next time you wanna be a Howard Cosell, go run and tell the hood how my brother 38 think about your girl. I ain't dead on the bin, I got five on the day. This was forever, forgive never, my mind went blank.
this clip, man, we thick. They been running shit for the 9 quad, bitch. It's point blank in the motherfucking house. Klondike Cat, Joe B, that motherfucking Eagle B, Carino. What's up, Triple X? We in the motherfucking his house. MBX, IQ, my nigga AC Chill. Brother 38 be out of jail real soon. Hey, y'all ready to fire this shit up? But let's do it.